Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, all things big and small. We discuss them all here on the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Happy spring weekend to you, friends. I hope you're enjoying this big, beautiful weather that we've been waiting for. We're going to continue our series on owner financing and why and how you should do it. And I've got a great guest in my studio to talk about her personal experience in owner finance. However, before I do that, I want to thank my wonderful sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So our guest this weekend is a woman that I've known for, I think, almost all of her real estate career and for a handful of years now. It's been great knowing you. So Emmy Hickey, welcome to the studio. A little
good
high five
you,
action
Justin.
Here. Yeah, good to see you.
Excited.
And so you're with Montana Real Estate Brokers. I'm sorry, Associates.
Yes.
Except for you are a broker.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I thought that.
Right? Yep.
So Montana Real Estate Associates with a handful of you wonderful ladies. You're all fantastic to work with.
We are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good group, a good tribe of women there. Mm-hmm. So very cool.
Yeah.
Emmy, I became aware of one of your first or earlier transactions in your career was one for yourself.
Yes.
For you and your family.
Yep.
And it was an owner finance opportunity to buy your home in the Hungry Horse area, Coram.
Or Hungry Horse, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's go there. Why would you do that?
So we first decided to start looking into purchasing a home because we had been renting for a long time, and where we were renting, the situation was coming to a close. We were going to have to move and find another rental, and just looking at the prices of rentals in the area, we also had two big dogs. It became very daunting. We decided it was time to start our home buying journey.
Yeah. And so you had become a realtor.
Yep. I was a realtor at the time. It was pretty early on, though.
Yeah, in your career.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
So we started the process of trying to, you know, work with a lender and see if we could get financing.
Sure.
The problem was Sean, my husband, he was very financially savvy, but that doesn't always equate to having a good credit score. He had no credit.
Got it.
Because
got it.
He had no debt. He paid for everything in cash.
Sure.
He didn't have any more student loans, nothing.
Pay attention, friends, because you might be thinking, like, I don't carry debt. I pay it all off, right? I'm financially savvy, and yet still the FICO score was low.
He had no score.
Yeah, no score.
Essentially, yeah. So that was our first hurdle.
Got it.
Our second hurdle is we were both very early on into our careers as self-employed people.
Right.
And so normally a lender likes to see a few years of financial statements and self-employment. And we didn't really quite have that. We had a considerable amount to put down, and I had good credit. Sean had no credit, but we just did not have the work history.
Right.
And so we started thinking, well, maybe we can't buy a home. And then, but of course, to true buyer fashion, we were still looking at homes.
Yeah.
And we found the one in Hungry Horse. And I think I was attracted to it because it came with chickens.
Yeah.
And it had
suits ya.
Horse in the name of the town.
There you go.
Which also
Fair
sold
enough.
Me.
Yeah.
And I actually ended up knowing the seller's agent, Bobby Joe. She worked at the same office with me at the time.
Yep.
And so I just kind of reached, she didn't advertise owner financing.
Oh, nice.
But I reached out to her and I said, hey, Bobby Joe.
What if?
You know, would you consider this as an option?
Yeah.
And she actually was very into it.
Yeah.
We talked about terms and things like that, and we let her know how much money we could put down. And she said yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah, she did. So.
Okay. Couple of takeaways. First of all, power couple, right? Financially savvy, good employer, well employed, self employed,
hardworking, good looking,
of course, right?
All the things,
checks all the boxes, minus one of them, no credit.
Yes.
Other one, good credit, although short time.
I think I had an Alaska credit card, and that was my only reason I had really good credit.
Okay.
And I was still paying off a very small amount of student loans.
Yeah.
So I had. I had a credit score. Yeah.
The problem was in the lending world, you didn't really have 2 years or plus, 2 years plus of self-employment history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of us didn't because he had just started his job as well.
Where I'm going with this, Emmy, is I believe this describes many Montanans.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, and Matt is here to correct me because he knows everything. We were talking about this last weekend. In Montana, per capita, we have more self-employed individuals or families per capita than any other state, right?
Yeah.
So this is probably not an uncommon story.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for most people who are writing that story and maybe thinking to themselves, let's go buy a home, the conversation might get cut too short.
Yeah.
Because if they go talk to the lender or they're inside of a typical lending institution and they say, well, we need to see at least 2 years of your books. And of course, when you're doing your books as a self-employed person, you're likely to write a whole lot of things off. So you need to be able to show strong income and so on and so on and so on. And the story might get cut short there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you took the story a little further and said, well, let me ask you a question. And I love that because it wasn't even advertised.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, here's a house for sale. We love it because it has horse in the name and it allows chickens. I wonder if they'll own or finance.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amy, we got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. However, when we come back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happened next.
Okay.
This is the Flat at Home Show. We're talking about owner financing, why and how you should do it. I'm with Emmy Hickey in the studio. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-591-9971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. In the studio with me, Emmy Hickey, and she has a wonderful owner finance story that if you missed the first half of this, you got to go to kjgr.com, click on the Flat at Home Show, and go through our archive and check out our series on owner financing, why and how you should do it. Emmy was bold, and you asked the question. You popped the question.
I did. It
always starts with the question.
Mm-hmm.
And just to recap, wonderful story of a couple, hardworking, as you said, good looking, right?
Yeah. The whole package.
The whole package, all the bells and whistles. The problem was, while they're both self-employed, they didn't have the self-employment history that a conventional lending institution would like to see before they're going to...
And my husband had no credit score.
Mm-hmm. So the question became, will you consider owner finance?
Mm-hmm.
She found a home for sale, asked the question, and the response was, well, gosh, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So then what? Offers accepted, then what do you
do? Yes, offers accepted. Pretty much the whole same process as if you're going to go through a lender. You go through your title company.
Yeah.
You have your buy-sells. You have all the documents. We did the home inspection. All the negotiating.
Both of you are realtors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So also a piece of advice there. Mm-hmm. They were the professionals on the table.
Yes.
If you're not one of them, get one.
Yes.
Because you need to be able to put the stuff together.
So I've had clients who've also done owner financing, and it's worked out great.
Wonderful.
We move forward. We closed. The best part, too, is we used an escrow company to handle the monthly payments. So you were still getting that statement saying, oh, you've paid this much off.
Cool.
And how much percentage was interest and so on. And then we had negotiated that we would do a balloon payment in 5 years. So we would have to refinance with a traditional lender.
What's a balloon payment?
So you end up paying off the total amount in 5 years or sooner. She gave me the option to do it sooner. And
we called that no prepayment penalty.
Yes, no prepayment penalty.
Yep.
And we did it actually in 3 years because by then interest rates had dropped so low
that you could do it.
Yes. And it made it so much easier to get qualified with a real lender showing them that we had been paying this mortgage
for several years. I'm glad you went there.
So it made it so easy. Everything just, I couldn't have asked for a better situation.
Emmy, you alluded to the fact that you've helped other clients in their owner finance situations.
Mm-hmm.
And you even, I think you said that was wonderful. It worked out well. I mean,
And they had pretty much the same situation.
Yeah.
You know, they're negotiating back and forth, going through an escrow company to handle the payments.
Right.
And then doing a balloon payment has just worked out really well for them as well. And a lot of times for the seller, if they don't want to get that huge payment because of taxes too, it works out for them. Like, hey, a couple of years, I'd rather have that payment then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There, think about that, sellers. Remember, owner financing, why and how you should do it. One of the benefits to the seller is instead of netting all of those proceeds in one tax year, you're able to maybe stretch those proceeds over several years and maybe avoiding a different tax bracket as a result of that.
Yeah.
Sounds like in this case, that was one of the benefits to the seller or on the seller side.
Yep, definitely.
I love that you are a real estate professional who has done this personally and then therefore has been able to continue doing this for others.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to consider maybe some of the dangers of owner finance, maybe the stories that have not turned out so well, what would be something that I need to be cautious about?
Well, fortunately for me, I have not come across any of those yet.
Okay, well,
I've had only really positive experiences.
I am now in the presence of two perfect people, Matt and Emmy. I should have known that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I guess for the buyer, if you default on payments, you could end up losing all the money you had paid up until that point,
right?
Which that does not happen with a traditional lender. You get credited.
Sure.
But I've never had that happen. I've always had really good situations.
Yeah. You know, the thing is working with the professional, instead of attempting to do this yourself, the professional who, you know, you buy and sell real estate every day on behalf of other people. So you get to see multiple transactions.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit more keen to having discussions around foreclosure process or, you know, how long would a buyer be in default before the seller has the right to foreclose upon? And then what does that look like? Right.
Yeah.
So all of these little intricacies of owner finance opportunities should certainly be handled by your professional. Such as Emmy.
And I would 100% recommend not doing it without having an escrow company handling the monthly payments.
Yeah.
I can see that being really tricky.
Really tricky. Well, first of all, it provides assurances on both sides.
Yes.
And like you had alluded to, because you had roughly 3 years of payment to as a paper trail, you know, take, for example, the story of your husband who had no credit. Well, now, even with no credit, you're establishing proven payment history.
Yeah.
Which for some lending underwriters, there's opportunities with that too.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, 3 years of it is definitely really, really shows well.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. So, you know, the point behind this series is to bring this to the table because I believe owner finance is going to become an even more attractive opportunity for people in today's market.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot more people doing it nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially with the interest rates, if you're able to, usually when it's owner financing, the seller negotiates a little bit higher interest rate than what the lenders are offering.
Yeah, yeah.
But lately I've been seeing
the
opposite, the same or even a little bit lower just to attract those buyers,
which
is great for the buyers if you can get that situation.
Emmy Hickey, you're awesome.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
I know last week I gave people the option of calling me if they have any questions. Let's give them the option of calling you if they have any questions.
Perfect.
Throw out that phone number.
My name is Emmy. Like Justin said, my number is 406-407-4286.
There you go. Friends, this is the Flathead at Home Show. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.